Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Let's get the bad news out of the way first. From the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, UFC fighter Josh Sammon has passed away at just 28 years old. Late last week, the Ultimate Fighter veteran was found unresponsive alongside MMA ring announcer and friend Troy Kirkingberg, who had already passed away. He had been hospitalized and in critical condition since that point. It was speculated that the cause was a drug overdose, but Sammon's mother disputed the rumor, telling Fox Sports that, quote, there was no heroin found in Josh's system whatsoever. Sammon had an 11-4 MMA record, including 3-2 in UFC. After getting to the big show in April 2013 and winning three straight, he had lost his last two fights, most recently being knocked out by Tim Bosch on July 13 in Sioux Falls. He competed on season 17 of The Ultimate Fighter, advancing to the semifinals of the middleweight tournament before losing to eventual winner and current UFC welterweight Kelvin Gastelum. Recently, Sammon got some praise for his contributions to Bloody Elbow, giving readers a different look at the life of being an MMA fighter. Josh Sammon passes away 28 years old. We can talk about that today on the program. There is so much news. I don't think we're going to be taking any phone calls here today. We have all sorts of things to discuss, including what is likely to be announced later on today, the Brock Lesnar-Bill Goldberg one-on-one singles match, almost assuredly for, of all places, Survivor Series. We can talk about that today. There's a lot of television tonight, including Total Bellas. If you want to talk about SmackDown, you're welcome to do so. We have got the ratings for Raw on Monday, which were, in fact, way up. Amazing, you have a better show when you promote matches and you do a better rating. We can talk about that and so much more. We'll still take your text messages and emails. I'll throw those out after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My wallet in El Segundo. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And a lot of news to get into here today, so let's not waste any time. First off, very quickly, the television tonight. Total Bellas debuts. This is the preview. Brie and Brian move into John Cena's home to care for Nicole after her surgery in the series premiere of the Total Divas spinoff, which offers a glimpse into Nikki and Brie Bella's life outside the ring with their significant others and family. First up, John's strict house rules have the Bellas walking on eggshells to keep him happy. Man, that sounds like a barn burner of a first episode right there.
I'm sure the women will love it.
Did you watch the SmackDown show?
I did.
Man, Nikki Bella's coming down to the ring. She's supposed to be a babyface, but of course there are boos. And they're promoting Total Divas, and the announcers are going out of the way, out of their way to say, hey, it's not just about the Bellas. Daniel Bryan's going to be there, and John Cena.
And Johnny Ace.
We've also got the NXT show. The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic kicks off. We've got Lucha Underground on El Rey and Ring of Honor on Comet, if you want to check out
those shows.
Yes, it is a lot of shows.
Lord.
All right. From WrestlingObserver.com.
Uh-huh.
At this point, a Brock Lesnar-Bill Goldberg match is all but confirmed for WWE Survivor Series on November 20 in Toronto. There had been rumors from inside WWE that a deal for such a match had been completed over the weekend, and two WWE sources over the last 2 days also indicated such a match was either finalized or at least in heavy negotiations. We reported on Monday night on the subscriber-only edition of Wrestling Observer Radio that serious negotiations were going on for a Lesnar versus Goldberg match. On Twitter, Jim Ross indicated the same with more than one source. Numerous sources have stated this is the battle plan for the show. Goldberg will be on ESPN SportsCenter Wednesday night, that's tonight, to promote WWE 2K17, and is expected to at least tease the idea of the match. During Raw Monday, they teased that the announcement that Goldberg's current situation with WWE would be addressed. It would be Goldberg's first WWE match since his WrestleMania 20 match with Lesnar more than 12 years ago. Goldberg, 49, remains in great shape and has trained hard in Muay Thai on a regular basis for years. He was WCW's top attraction and is best remembered for that era. He did work for 1 year for WWE in 2003 and 2004, with both sides wanting out at the end of the contract, which left both sides with ill will. Since making a deal with 2K Sports, Goldberg said that he considers those issues water under the bridge and was open to working with WWE. This would be the third time in a row that a 2K Sports signee ended up with WWE, following Ultimate Warrior and Sting. The 2K deal is always separate from WWE, so 2K chooses the headliners and such for the video game. And as Dave noted here, now for the third time, 2K arranged a deal with somebody who was out of WWE, Warrior, Sting, and now Goldberg. It looks like in all three cases it will end up in a wrestling match. Now, I heard about this. We were talking about it yesterday on this show. If you recall, we said, man, this may be the WrestleMania match. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. WrestleMania, what a match. And I find out yesterday, actually they're working on it for Survivor Series. And my initial thought, as someone who has been covering wrestling forever, was Survivor Series. What the hell are you doing this at Survivor Series for? This is a WrestleMania match. And then it hit me that every one of these shows is on the network. In 2016, it should be a WrestleMania match because WrestleMania is their, air quotes, biggest show of the year. But they're all equal now. It's not like you're selling pay-per-views anymore. It's not like you're throwing away millions of dollars by doing it on Survivor Series instead of WrestleMania. I mean, it's all... You could just do it on any show now. It doesn't make any difference.
I know what you're saying, and you're right in some ways. I kind of looked at this more
But isn't
as a
that
Royal...
crazy?
It is, but I looked at it as more of a Royal Rumble match, but either way...
Either way, it doesn't matter.
But it does from this aspect. When it comes to the quote-unquote Big Four, and at least the Big Three, because Survivor Series, we got to see what they're going to do with that, because they've been up and down with it, and I know they look at it as one of their quarterly tentpole, but it is what it is right now. But with Survivor Series, or with SummerSlam, with Royal Rumble, with WrestleMania, you're selling a weekend. And if this is all... So you can drive a DVD. I mean, to me, it's too quick. But if you're going to have him be immersed in the weekend and he's going to be on a 2K panel and you can have him do this and you can have him do that, I do understand it a little bit more.
Yeah, but he can still all do that no matter what.
Well, not necessarily, because you don't have a three-day weekend for SmackDown random pay-per-view number 36 in April. You know
no,
what
but
I'm saying?
My point is, like, he can do the match at Survivor Series and still do all of the panel stuff at Mania.
You're right, I guess, but I mean, if you're going to build, like, if you're building the weekend as partially around this guy, I mean, I'm not trying to defend it, but I understand it from, like, would be from that point of view, but you are right in that because they didn't separate any of the pay-per-views and take them out and make sure they weren't a part of the network deal like WrestleMania, yes, from when you do look at it realistically, you know, how do you know who moves numbers or anything like that? Because, you know, outside of the churn of the network subscriptions, everything's just the same.
It's a very weird story. I mean, I was just fixing to rant about why isn't this on WrestleMania? Why are you wasting it on Survivor Series? And it was mind-blowing to me that it doesn't matter. And part of the story here is that it should matter, because they never should have given WrestleMania away for free on the network. WrestleMania should have always been that one show that you still charge your $69 for. It's the big show of the year. Everybody's there. All the big matches. You make tens of millions of dollars in one night. I mean, I understand they had to give away a network, but...
But, you know, but again, look what they did with, and I know I just screwed them up a minute ago, but look what they did with SummerSlam as far as they want to make it a three-day event. They want this, they want that. Maybe that's going to be the idea for Survivor Series. To me, again, yes, they're rushing it.
Well, I'm sure they will for the Big Four.
But I mean, if that's what it's going to be, where you're, he is going to be the face of the promotion kind of sort of for that weekend as far as doing media and all that sort of stuff. Like, I do sort of get it. I really do.
It's all beside my major point of why is WrestleMania for free on the WWE Network?
Oh, Christ, you can beat that one in the ground. I mean,
I will.
All four of them, but especially WrestleMania. I mean, WrestleMania, I'm not saying it should be a $100 pay-per-view show, but the way things were going with that, it's like it's already $75 now. I honestly thought we would get to $100 WrestleMania, and I believe
it's a zero.
Well, I know, but I mean, if you were actually buying it on high-def pay-per-view, I think the last time around it was like $69.99 or something like that. It was getting up there. So, you know, I thought we were going to see a $100 WrestleMania, and I really thought that's something that they would have wanted. It obviously didn't come to pass, and why that is not separate, I don't know. I don't know if it's too late to do it now.
It's
too late. I wouldn't think it is. But, you know, I would take all four of the major ones and take them out of there and... Again,
let me talk more about Mania. Forget the other ones. Listen to this thing about Mania. So if WrestleMania, one show a year, is available on the WWE Network, okay, so you wanna do all of these. They always want to bring in somebody from the outside. They always want to sign some whoever to do whatever, Rock, Goldberg now. When it's on pay-per-view, not only can you make tens of millions of dollars, but you can pay all those guys off and you don't lose money. If every single pay-per-view is on the network, are we really going to sell like a million network subscriptions because Goldberg is wrestling? Of course not. I mean, we've seen the ups and downs on the WWE Network. I mean, they may sell, It may go from 1.4 to 1.5. Cool. Okay, so that's paying off Goldberg here.
Yeah,
so,
but here's Brian. All right, go ahead.
I'm just saying, if you put WrestleMania on actual pay-per-view and you take it off the network, you're going to make tens of millions of dollars, and you could pay for Goldberg and The Rock and Steve Austin, and you can make that your big, giant event, and you can make it a super big deal and not lose money. You can make tons of money. The way that it is right now, WrestleMania technically is a money loser being on the WWE Network. A money loser! That's mind-blowing.
I agree with you 100% that way, but if you start using corporate sponsors and you try to start making that money up in other ways with events and things like that, again, that's something to consider. It's a new way of doing business, but it is a way of doing business.
I'm going to do math after the break.
Oh, no.
Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Today's episode sponsored by our friends at the High Spots Wrestling Network. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, the premier streaming site for all things independent wrestling. Thousands of videos. PWG, CZW, WXW, $5 Wrestling, documentaries, shoot interviews, and so much more. This may be where you see Dolph Ziggler after Sunday, based on what they said on SmackDown. Check out over 3,000 hours of videos at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your phone, tablet, PC, Apple TV, and Roku app. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. What you will not get on the High Spots Wrestling Network is me doing math. That's exclusive to this show. Now listen to me, Mike. I'm going to tell you how incorrect you are right here.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead. Break it down.
That was me cracking my knuckles.
You get the All abacus? Right.
So based on the ups and downs of WWE Network subscriptions, I would estimate, at best, this coming Survivor Series, if they announce Brock Lesnar versus Bill Goldberg, at best, is going to add 100,000 new network subscribers. At best, looking at the ups and downs from Mania season to today, at best, you're looking at 100,000. At worst, much, much less. But let's just say 100,000. It's $9.99. There are, of course, some expenses. So let's just say that they make $8 for every person that signs up for the month. That is a one-time catch of $800,000. That doesn't even come close to paying Goldberg for his appearance. Now, some people will say, but Brian, these people will sign up and they will be so enamored with the WWE Network that they will stay on for the rest of the year. All right, well, I'm going to be a fair man here. And I'm going to say, and this number is also high, so I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that of those 100,000 people that sign up, they keep 70% of them, which they won't, but let's just say they manage to keep 70% of them. That is an additional $560,000 per month for 12 months. That comes out to $6 million over the course of the year. So, doing a Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar match at Survivor Series, or, you know what, at WrestleMania, will bring you $6,800,000 over the course of a year. Now, if you did that match at WrestleMania, and WrestleMania was available only on pay-per-view, you could not get it on the WWE Network, and they charged your $69.95 or whatever they charged last time, I will estimate this may be a little bit low, it may be a little bit high, but I would estimate that 600,000 people in the U.S. would buy WrestleMania based on the WrestleMania pay-per-view purchases of recent years, 600,000 people. If you take away the pay-per-view provider's cut, that is a one-time, one-night take of $21 million for this company. $21 million. So, a one-night appearance at Survivor Series on the network is worth $800,000. And if you're very, very, very generous, $6.8 million over the year. Or you run it on pay-per-view at WrestleMania and you make $21 million. Now, here's why I'm going to tell you that you were wrong. You said, well, you know, you may make it up in corporate sponsorships, etc. That would mean that for WrestleMania, you would need to sell $15 million worth of corporate sponsorships for a single night. There's no way. I would go as far as to say that is completely impossible. So I see no way that one could argue that you should put this match on the network, or you should have WrestleMania on the network, and not run this on pay-per-view at WrestleMania, only on pay-per-view. They'd be doing so much better right now.
I can never argue WrestleMania being on the network. I've always been against that. I thought it's ridiculous. I cannot answer that. You're right. But when it comes to this new way of doing business, and I'm not there, I don't know, and I'm not saying that any of this is going to happen, but when you're starting to structure these weekends and you start getting into bed with different companies, and obviously they have their deals already with General Mills, with Totino's, and with, you know, Fruity Pebbles, or I don't know, I think, yeah, that's General Mills cereal right there. You know, you have, you know, all of this stuff, Cricket Wireless. If you're starting to utilize them and you're starting to work things where it's a lot of glad handing, it's a lot of, you know, let's just say, I don't know, what's a major liquor company like a Diageo, and obviously WWE, you know, at least from a general point of view, they would never acknowledge that, you know, not in their PG era, but behind the scenes, as far as like catering a corporate event or things like that, if this is the direction that they're starting to move in, which a lot of, and again, I'm comparing it to real sports, I'm comparing it to other things, where if this is the avenues that they're going to take to try to make some of that up, great. You're right. I can't argue Goldberg and Brock Lesnar not being at WrestleMania. I just think they're rushing all of this way too fast. Again, I thought it would be a perfect thing for Royal Rumble, and then you can kind of see where you want to go from there for WrestleMania, because you could almost have Goldberg against anybody. And, pardon me, and when it comes to Brock Lesnar, you can have him against Nakamura. Oh, I mean, you can have him against a million guys. So there's things you could do with both guys at WrestleMania, but again, I think them looking at new ways to make money and them looking at new ways to do things, and you saw it with the development of the three-day weekend at WrestleMania. You're seeing it with the three-day weekend development at the Royal Rumble. You're seeing it with what they obviously want to do with the Survivor Series now, and we'll see what happens come Royal Rumble time, which I'm sure is going to be a big deal in San Antonio and being back there and making that a huge event. I think you're kind of overdoing it when it comes to who's going to pay for this and all the money they're going to miss out on. I'm not saying that you're not wrong. I'm saying maybe we should sit back and see exactly what they're doing and how this whole thing actually shakes out.
Captain Hopeful here.
If 2K is throwing in money on this, if anybody, again,
21 million.
Brian, they're not going to get 21 million.
No, that would
be the
one night
take. You're the numbers anyway.
That would be the
overshooting.
No, I'm not. That would be the one night take for WrestleMania.
Okay, you're not.
$21 million.
Okay.
You could look through the old filings. They make so much money. And that's not even counting the gate, by the way.
I'm aware of that. You're right. But guess what? It doesn't matter. They're not going back to it. So you need to look at what they're going to do to develop new revenue streams in the future. And that's how you should be looking at this. We can go back and throw our hands up and go, they should have it on the network. Yeah, they should. They should actually have at least four of them off the network, especially WrestleMania. But you can't put that toothpaste back in the tube at this point. So what is the point of banging your head over it? It is their money.
This person here says, Lesnar versus Goldberg at Survivor Series makes sense because it also promotes 2K17 shortly after its release. Okay, if you think that putting this at Survivor Series is going to add $21 million in sales for 2K17, it's not. Don't make me do the math for the video game sales. Because I can't. I don't play video games. What else do we have here? I had a whole bunch of news. Raw on Monday night, built around the Sasha Banks women's title win over Charlotte, did its best numbers since the NFL season began. 2.79 million viewers during football season would have been viewed badly if you said that's where things would be 1 month ago, but it beat the 2.68 million number of the first 2 weeks of football season and last week's low point of 2.46 million viewers. The audience did drop in the third hour, which was at the same range of the show 2 weeks ago. Since last week's rating really should be thrown out because of the unusual circumstances as compared to 2 weeks ago, the first 2 hours were up, which made the difference. First hour, 2.88 million. Second hour, 2.87 million. They've lost virtually nobody. And then 2.64 million for the third hour with the women's title match. So 2.79 million. SmackDown, we had this debate. Somebody was debating on the board when SmackDown Live was going to beat Raw in the ratings. It's not gonna. They had one chance before the fall TV season began where they were absolutely neck and neck, and SmackDown almost beat them. But once that fall TV season started, I don't think it's happening. I think there's no hope for them beating Raw.
It's going to be really, really hard. And, you know, football was down again on Monday night, too, which it shouldn't have been. It looked like it was going to be a pretty good game on paper, so I don't know exactly what's going on there. And it's not like there needed to be probably a correction with those types of numbers anyway. But it does have to make, if you're a wrestling fan or if you're WWE, it does have to make you feel pretty good that at least you got some of yours back while football continues to drop. And what that does mean, too, is even though people are taking in their football in different ways, streaming and everything else, like they're taking in all of their stuff, it does also mean that there is a little bit of an interest level there where you may be able to try to pick somebody off and hope that somebody who is channel surfing because they're not big on the game lands on you and you're able to reel them in for a little bit.
This Person says, I see a future with no Raw or SmackDown live, pay-per-view events every 2 weeks, weekly network show for each brand that is taped at house shows. So you're seeing a future with no professional wrestling in this country.
Pretty much.
Have we not just been talking about the death of TNA? That's how they started. And in 3 weeks, no, I'm sorry, 3 months. I don't want to denigrate the company too badly. In 3 months, they were out of business, and they had to be saved. You cannot run without national broadcast television or cable television. So, yeah, if that happens, then I'll be doing a show about clowns.
That's, you tell you what, that's not necessarily true, but you better get on a Netflix and you better have a couple sponsors already in tow. And, you know, that's the hardest thing for wrestling is to get some sponsors. You know, Lucha Underground's on Netflix right now. Even if they were live, though, what could they really do in the landscape of all that other
stuff? Lucha Underground's on Netflix?
Aren't there seasons?
No. iTunes.
Or who? Apple, iTunes, but you know what I mean.
Back in a moment with Ken Anderson, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Joining us today, Ken Anderson, who is starting a new wrestling school, the Academy School of Professional Wrestling. TheAcademyProWrestling.com is the website address alongside Sean Daivari and others. Ken, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me, guys.
Not too bad. Tell us about this school.
You know, it's something that I've been kicking around for a long time, and I wanted to start it here in Minneapolis. Davari was living out in San Diego. He experienced some life changes and came back here just at the right time. I'm kind of a guy that I always want to have all my ducks in a row before I pull the trigger on something, and he just said, look, let's do it. We have the basic outline of it. Let's do it, and we can fine-tune it as we go along. It turns out that that's probably the best course of action. But, you know, we cut our teeth. We've been best friends for 17 years. We came up in the business together here in the Midwest. We didn't have any contacts when we started out. We had to go and do all the legwork ourselves and really, really grind throughout the Midwest. And trial and error, and we just thought what we would give, what we would have given at the time, the amount of money that we would have spent to have the experience and the knowledge of two guys or three guys who had made it to the dance and had stayed there for a considerable amount of time. And that's what we want to do. We want to offer all that knowledge that we have to people who are interested in getting into the business or existing professional wrestlers who are wanting to take their game to the next level.
Now, I notice here on the website, first off, the first class kicks off on November 1st. If you sign up right now, you will get 66% off the regular tuition. And it says here, there's a button that says enlist, which sounds very military-oriented. Tell us about your training coming up. Did you enlist when you first began training?
Well, I am a veteran myself, and have a special affinity for the military. And, you know, it was just I wanted something that set us apart from others. And I will tell you that we are going to be strict when it comes to training, but not in a sense where, you know, I think a lot of schools in the past have, you know, the first day the kids get there, they beat the hell out of them. They beat them up. They make them squat until they puke. They make them do push-ups until they can't move their arms anymore. Then they get them in the ring and they run them. We don't want to do that. We want to, we understand that, you know, you only have so many bumps on your bump card. Your body can only take so much punishment. We would rather teach you how to do things safely, effectively. We want you to have respect for the business, but I don't necessarily know that that equates to, or that necessarily comes from getting the crap pounded out of you day in and day out. But as far as, you know, militaristic, look, we're going to have, you know, training starts at 7 o'clock, training starts at 7 o'clock, and if guys are late, that door is going to be locked at 7:05 at times. We're not going to be unreasonable, but, you know, it's that kind of stuff. We're going to make sure that every week we run our kids through, and each kid will pick a different superstar from the past and give a little presentation. We want our kids to understand the history of the business and appreciate the history of the business. So a lot of guys get into the business today don't know about where this business came from, and you know, they don't know anything past 2 or 3 years ago, which is kind of sad.
Now, what were some of the things when you were coming up training? I mean, I'm sure there were things that you thought were great about the way you were trained and things that you thought were kind of stupid, and I presume you're going to pick and choose based on how you're running the school here. But what were some of the positive and negative experiences to your training?
You know, I was fortunate. The guys that trained me were Mike Krause, Mike Mercury, and Eric Hammers, Eric Plotkin from Green Bay. Two guys that never made it to the national scene, but who, looking back on it, I was extremely lucky in the sense that they knew what they were doing. They knew ring psychology, and they knew that that was probably more important than the physical aspect of what goes on in the ring, or equally as important. I think I didn't necessarily have any bad experiences, but I've witnessed, like I said before, you know, guys having to, like, I've heard stories of trainers making their students, four guys squat on the top turnbuckles while two guys crisscrossed in the middle of the ring. And one, that's dangerous, and I don't see how that equates to ticket sales, putting asses in seats. You know, that's something that I really, we want to cover all aspects of the business. Like I said, we want to cover respect of the business. We want our students to know how they should conduct themselves in a locker room, how not to conduct themselves in the locker room, how not to conduct themselves in interviews. And, you know, hopefully they can learn from the mistakes that I've made, that Tabari's made. But I also want them to learn from our successes. You know, I'm a guy that made a considerable amount of my living on my verbal skills and being able to talk on the mic. And that's something that we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on character development and those things.
So is this like a 3-month or a 6-month or it's pay? How exactly is it going to work in terms of each individual class? Is there a cap?
So $1,000 right now, $3,000 normally gets you 1 year of training at our facility.
So it's a year.
And that's 1 year. Yep. We're going to do right now, not completely locked in stone, but it's tentatively looking like it's going to be Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 p.m. till 9:30 or 10 p.m., depending on how things go. Sometimes 2 hours just seems to be too short. Sometimes 3 hours is incredibly long. So we're just going to, somewhere in there. That's a pretty good deal. 6 to 9 hours a week of in-ring, hands-on training. And like I said, that'll include ring work, conditioning. We're going to have an area set aside where we're going to have a big screen TV and we'll have seating. And one day a week, we'll sit down and we'll just watch tape and we'll pick it apart. That was one of the best things. When I got to OVW, Jim Cornette always used to sit us down on Thursday after our TV tapings. And that's what we would do. We would just dissect tape. So important. We're going to be working on promos and things like that.
Ken, is that tape
you get 1 year?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was done. You get 1 year of training, so we think that's pretty reasonable.
Using video tape, is that a good way to try to... Just because we're around the same age, and I grew up a big sports fan, and I'll listen to, like, Sirius, and I'll hear guys, you know, they'll interview young baseball players, young football players, and they'll ask them about things that I don't think of as being too long ago, and they have no idea who these guys are. And I've noticed the same thing when it comes to professional wrestling as well, too, where there are guys, and I don't, you know, expect them to know Gotch and Hackenschmidt, you know, per se, but you would expect them to know some guys from the 70s and 80s, and they seem to really not. You know, it seems to be from the Attitude Era on is where a lot of these guys have gotten their fandom from, and they were more fans of being personalities than necessarily the wrestling aspect of it. How important is videotape to try to bring those guys and let them see things from the past and these great things from the past that they can incorporate into their characters? And how do you bridge with some of these guys who are coming up who they're not coming from military or sports or anything like that? They're looking at it as kind of live action comic books.
You know, I think the beauty of history and why we study history and why history is so important is because we learn from the mistakes of the past and we add on to the successes and we try to, you know, continue on that path forward of success. And I feel that watching tape is so important and watching yourself too, not just watching others that came before you, and understanding, you know, a lot of times what's old is new again. I mean, there are things from the 70s and 80s that people have forgotten about because we've gotten into this sort of new wave of professional wrestling where everything a lot of times seems very choreographed. When you go back and you watch old AWA and, you know, old NWA and stuff like that, like sometimes the stuff in the ring is really rough and not pretty. And bumps aren't always flat backs. And that's reality when you watch fights. You know, you don't ever see a guy take a flat back in the UFC. You know, he gets punched in the face. He doesn't kick his feet out and land on his back squarely. You know, those are the types of things that we want to point out. And what you said earlier about people not knowing, you know, who came before them. I'm not kidding you. I have run into people in the business in the last few years who've never seen a Stone Cold Steve Austin match. It blows me away. It sort of makes me sad. And these are people that are in the business, you know, doing well on the independent scene. But feel like, in some sense, people see wrestling on TV, and because they think it's fake, because it's predetermined, you know, predetermined and fake are completely different from each other. And because they think it's fake, they think that, hey, we don't have to be athletes. We can be fake athletes. We can pretend to be athletes. Well, it actually turns out you, in the most cases, you do have to have some sort of athletic training.
Now,
but
go ahead.
Saying that, I want to point out that you don't necessarily, there are going to be people that come to our school that are 350 pounds, don't have an athletic bone in their body. But I'm not going to tell that guy, no, you can't have anything to do in our business. Because let's say that guy wants to be a referee or an announcer, or he wants to have something. He feels like he can contribute to the business in some way. Hey, we're going to try to find out what that is and make that happen for you.
Did you get the idea for Knowing Wrestling History from Jim Cornette and his quizzes that he used to pass around?
I did, yeah. I mean, like I said, that was when I first got to OVW, that was the thing. The second day that I was there, I went there for TV taping to introduce myself to everybody. And the next day, I started at camp or practice. And practice just so happened to be a tape day where he just wheeled a TV out and just started going through match after match after match and promos, and he would press pause, and he would say, like, this is why this worked at this time, and here's what was going on in his head, and, you know, here's why this didn't work so well, and it was just amazing, and I definitely want to incorporate that, and it definitely came from Jim Cornette. And another thing that Jim Cornette told me that's always stuck in my head, and I've always tried to utilize it, was he said, if you sitting here right here, if you people right here know of somebody out there on the independent scene who's good, who this company, WWE, could benefit from having them on the roster, and you don't do everything in your power, you don't go out of your way to try to get them noticed and get them seen and get them a job, you might as well admit to yourself that you're afraid that they're better than you and you're not as good as you think you are. And that's so true. And from the time that I started in WWE to the time that I left, and, you know, my time in TNA, I always tried to, if I saw somebody out there on the independent scene who was good, I tried to get them a look. And that's what we want to do here. We want to get people noticed, recognized. We want to accentuate their positives, hide their weaknesses, teach them how to hide their weaknesses.
You know, it's funny, we are going to head to a break here in a moment, so we don't have a lot of time to discuss this, but as you talk about Ohio Valley Wrestling, it is funny that this little school in a warehouse in the middle of Ohio turned out all of these great, Kentucky actually, turned out all of these great future superstars, and now we've got a big-time WWE developmental promotion, and everybody's coming to the main roster started somewhere else. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a super califragilisticexpialidocious. I gave her oopsie daisy, now you got the crazy.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Ken Anderson joining us here today, Mr. Anderson, talking about his new school, the AcademyProWrestling.com. That is the website. Free 30-minute consultation. And Ken, we got about a minute here. Let's get some plugs in for the school, your social media, et cetera.
Yeah, as you said, theacademyprowrestling.com. You can find out a bunch of information there. You can also contact us. There is an email address on the site. And like I said, it's our price is normally going to be $3,000. Right now, if you sign up before November 1st, midnight on October 31st, you'll get a $1,000 discount. We are almost full. We're at about just about 75% capacity. We want to make sure that we're able to devote enough time and attention to each person. If the class gets too big, we're not able to do that. What we want to do is, right now, the number one training facility in the world is the WWE Performance Center down in Orlando, Florida. But you have to be under contract in order to get there. We want to offer you, you know, we're not going to have the exact same technology that they have, but we are going to utilize a lot of the same principles that they have. And we want to allow people the opportunity to, if you want to be a referee, a valet, a manager, or a professional wrestler, anything in between, we want to give you the opportunity, the goals, or the tools to succeed. So,
well, Ken, I want to thank you so much. We're totally out of time, but check out the AcademyProWrestling.com, the email address, theacademyprowrestling@gmail.com. 507-722-2766 is the phone number. Thanks so much, Ken, and of course, thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Thanks, Mike. Everybody at Sports Byline, callers, listeners, Mr. Anderson, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.